The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Samech here. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. We are studying today Perek Mocheret Abayit, Ham Mocheret Abayit, and we start on Sadi Dalar Amud Bet, starting on the bottom line. Itmar Avuna Amara Halakha Kedivre Hakamim. Oh, now we get into the Halakha. We had a, we had a big machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim. Does the Mocher sell Ba'ain Yafa or Ba'ain Ra'a? Rabbi Akiva said Mocher Ba'ain Yafa. Hakamim said Mocher Ba'ain Ra'a. So now we want to know who the halakha is. So Rav came along and said, halakha kedivrei hakamim. That what? When a guy sells, he sells with a stingy eye, meaning he retains things for himself. Shmuel said what? Halakha kedivrei akiva. So we have a fantastic mahluk. You have Shmuel. Shmuel is going to hold what? We go like Rabbi Akiva. That mocher mocher ba'ayim yafa. That when a person sells, he sells it with a generous eye. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Ravuna. So he says, I don't understand. You just quoted Rav, that Rav holds like the Hakamim, that Mocher Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Ve'az Zemnin Tzagi'in Amir Tekameh De Rav, Hilketa Kerebi Akiva, Ve'lo Amali Ve'lo Mideh. He says, many times I told Rav that the Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva, and he never corrected me. That means Rav must have agreed that the Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. So what do you tell me? He says, Halakha is like Hakamim. The Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Amadeh, Hechi Tanita. He says, excuse me, could you tell me your text of your Mishnah? I think you must have had your Mishnah backwards, reversed. Which means you, in your text of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva was the Hakamim's opinion. So therefore, Rav is really saying the same thing. Rav holds, like Hakamim, that a Mocher is Mocher, Be'ayin Ra'ah. And you just switched Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim. So, leave the names. In principle, he holds that Mocher, Mocher, Be'ayin Ra'ah. Ze'amaleh, Ipka Tanina. I have the Shitot reversed. Which is, in my Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds Mocher, Mocher, Ba'ayin, Ra'ah. So what do you want? According to the way I'm learning, according to the way you're learning, Rav is saying the same thing. He just didn't reverse the names. Mishumahaki, lo amal lecha velo midi. That's why he didn't tell you anything. Because you, according to your version of the Mishnah, yeah, the halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. According to his version, the halakha is like Hakamim. And the point is, Mocher, Mocher, Ba'ayin, Ra'ah. When a person sells, he sells with a strict eye, and he doesn't sell everything.
Let's
say that Rav and Shmuel are going according to their reasonings in a different place. Why? Okay, you have brothers that are dividing a Yerusha. That Yerusha, an inheritance that they're splitting amongst them. Now, we have a rule. When brothers divide an inheritance, we look at it as if each one sold and bought their chelek from the other. That's the way it's looked at in the halakha. So imagine it's like a sale. A Yerusha has the same dinim as a sale. One brother gets his chelek, another gets his chelek. Like you sold me your chelek, and I sold you chelek. So that's the way it looks. Now, en lahem lo derech ze alze, lo derech ze alze. Firstly, they have no trespassing on each other now. Even though when the father was alive, let's say, they were all his field. So he was able to walk from one to the other. But now when the brothers divided, they don't have derech on each other. So just go, when I give you your chelek, I'm giving you a chelek, but I'm not giving you rights, derech rights, to walk across my field over there. You don't get the derech with the Yerusha. Ve'lo sulamot zu al zu. Nor do you have ladder rights. I sold you the field over there. It's now you cannot keep your ladder on my property. You need to put the ladder over there. Say you don't get that. You don't get not derech rights, which means the brother that gives the field retains his derech on his field, and he retains his ladder rights, not selling that. Ve'lo halonot ze'al ze, nor do they have window rights, which means
I can block your window, which means you don't have a right to say that this window is yours. If I want to go on my property and build a wall against your window, I retain that right as well. I can block your windows. Nor do they have water rights, which means irrigation. Which means you need water, but you want the water to run through my field, so it goes through your field. No, I don't give you that. I retain that to myself. V'hizaharu bahin, and then who's talking? Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, and he said, and be careful. Be careful what I just told you, these halachot. Shehalachot kivu'otin. These are established halachot. V'rav amar, and what does Rav say? V'rav amar, yesh lahim. And Rav says, no, they have those rights. Now, what's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel over here? Rav must hold that mocher ba'ayin ra'ah, that when I gave you these items over here, I gave it to you the minimum amount, but I retain my I retain my ladder rights, I retain my irrigation rights, I retain my window rights, because he holds what mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. And Yerusha is like a mechira. And Shmuel must hold, no. Mocher be'ayin yafa. When I gave you the field, I gave up everything. I gave you the field with my rights and with everything else. So you see the machlok dinav and Shmuel, you see it's really, it's to their opinions. They're going according to their opinions by the Achim Sha'alku. According to Shmuel. What was Shmuel's logic? Shmuel's logic was, he loses all his rights. Which is, or I would say it better, he retains his rights. That means, when I sell ba'ayin ra'ah, Shmuel. Shmuel says, he sells ba'ayin yafa. Ayin yafa means, I give you everything. And if I lose my amatamayim rights, the seller, let's say, I lose my window rights, I gave you everything. I don't retain any piece over there. And what did Rav say? Rav says, no. He retains all those things that he could put his amas still in his field. He could put his halonot and all these things. Because he owns what? Mocher be'ayin ra'a. So we found the machlok. Now the only question, we need two cases. Why would Rav and Shmuel have to say their case in a case of selling a house and retaining the board in the dut? Ayin yafa, ayin ra'a. And why do we have to give a case of a brothers that are making a yirusha? So comes the Gemara and says... Okay. By the way, let me just give you this place clearer, so we have clarity. The brothers that divided a Yerusha, and they lo derech ze al ze, and they split two fields amongst each other. Okay, you have the case. One guy took the inner field, and one guy took the outer field. Okay, now the only way for the inner guy to get out is the guy to walk through the outer field. Okay. So therefore, when the inner guy gives the outer field, he's also giving him, according to Shmuel, the rights, the derech. Okay, when Rav says no, he maintained his passageway to walk through. That's the case of that sulamot. The one guy took the bayit, one guy took the hasir. Okay, which means, let's say one guy is living in the house and one guy is living upstairs in the hasir, so he needs to put the ladder over there in order to get up. When he gave him the hatzir, he gave up his ladder rights as well. So that sulamot is a ladder. No. It's not talking about the size of the ladder. Huh? Talking about you gave up rights to put anything in the hatzir, because even though how am I going to get to my second floor apartment? You gave up the rights because again mocher be'ayin yafa. One guy took the bayit and the hatzir, and the other guy took the aliyah. Right, I got the second floor. So when I give you the bayit the hatzir, I gave up my ladder rights to get to my, I have to buy it back from you, so to speak. Because I gave it to you ba'ayin, yafa, halonot. One guy has a window open up to his hatzir of his friend. He gave those rights also. And the other guy meaning, I gave you fully rights. You can even block my window. That's that case. And amat tamayim, that's let's say, he needs to get water to his field. And the only way to get water to his field is he's got to run water through his brother's field. When I sold you, I gave up those rights as well, because I gave it to Ba'ayin Yafa. Okay, good, so that's about it. But what do you need two cases for? So the Gemara says, V'slicha. You need both cases. Why? Bahi kama rav mishum da amale ba'inan le medarbe ki echi de darube abati. So maybe Rav only holds ayin ra'a in the case of Yerusha, because the brother could say, I'm giving you the land and I'm retaining the land because I want to live on the land like my father lived on it. Which means when my father lived on it, you know, he's the only owner. He had passage rights to walk in from one field to the other. He had ladder rights. He had window rights. So in Yerusha, maybe Yerusha, that's when you say ayin ra'a, that he retains his rights. Because you could say, yeah, land is a personal item. I want to live on the land where my father lived on the land. Like the pasuk says, teda dichtiv, tachat avotecha yubanecha. That the children live on the field like their father did. Aval, beha ema modu lelishmoel. But in the case of a regular house and a board and a dude, maybe he agrees to Shemuel that he really sells it ba'ayin yafa. Maybe a Yerushad is a separate sevara, because a son could be like sentimental and say, hey, listen, I gave you the house and I retained, I want to live on this field where my father lived on the field. That's why maybe by the Yerusha you say the ayin ra'a sevara. But maybe outside of that you say ayin yafa. But if you gave me the case of Yerusha, I could say the reverse. Be'ha kama Shemuel. Maybe in this case Shemuel said ayin yafa. Why? In the case of Yerusha, in that case, Shmuel's going to say he gives it to him be'ayin yafa. Aval beha ema module. No, v'yitmar beha. Second, this is the regular case of bayit. And if in the case of bayit, in that case, Shmuel says ayin yafa. Aval beha. But in the case of Yerusha, ema module derav. Maybe he's more dead to that it's ayin ra'ah because of the he wants to live the way he lived that his father lived on it. So therefore tzericha. Therefore you need the both cases, which means Shmuel said ayin yafa, right? So I said maybe Shmuel only said ayin yafa in the case of bayit. If he just would have said bayit, Shmuel says in that case ayin yafa. He sells it. He sells everything. But maybe in the case of Yerusha, maybe he agrees to Rav that a guy wants to retain the rights that his father had. Therefore he sells ayin ra'ah. Kamash malan, no. That even in the Yerusha case, Shmuel holds ayin yafa, that he gives over everything. So therefore, you need both cases, because I would not be able to learn one from the other. Good. Amar le Rav Nachman Ravuna. So now, Ravuna is the one that said the halakha is like Rav. So he comes along and says to Rav Nachman. Okay, what does he tell Rav Nachman? He tells Rav Nachman like this. Hilcheta kivatin. Rav Nachman tells Ravuna, is the halakha like us? Meaning us, meaning like Rav, because Rav held like school of Shmuel.
Who follows Rabbi Akiva's view? Themselves show.
Oh, wait. Amar le Rav Nachman Ravuna, hilcheta kevatin or hilcheta kevataychu? Is the halakha like us or is the halakha like them? Who's us and them? So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam is hilcheta kevatin. Ah, Shmuel, because Rav Nachman was a student of Shmuel. So say that he was asking, is the halakha follow us, meaning Shmuel, that a seller sells be'ayin yafa, or is the halakha like you, Rav Huna, which you're a student of Rav, and if the halakha is ayin, Ra'a. That's what he's asking. Who do you go like? We go like us or go like you? That's what he's asking the question. So he says, Amaleh, Rav Huna says, Hilcheta kevataychu. He says, wow, you know, the halakha is like you, like Shmuel. Why? So he says, Demekarabitu lebaba deresh geluta. Because you lived next to the courthouse, next to the beresh geluta, the Shahid Dayana. You lived next to the exilarch in Babel, and over there, that's where all the judges were. So you have a lot of experience in the. In laws, in the law, and therefore you know exactly more than the other school, and therefore when it comes to a question in the halakha, are you going to go like you go with ayin yafa? You have more experience because you live next to the courthouse, so you hear all the cases the way they judge it. Look at what Rashbam says. Rashbam says, "Resh geluta." Rav Nachman chatted the ben esiyava. Rav Nachman was the son-in-law to the resh galut of Babel, so he was a family. He was always by the judges. He saw every single day how they're judging. So when it comes to a case like this, how do we look at a sale? Ein yafa, ein ra'a. Rav Huna says, well, we're going to give you go like Shemuel. Because then you saw more cases, you're next to the courthouse and all that. So therefore you have more experience when it comes to this, let's say. So therefore, halakha is like Shemuel in this case, which is, when a guy sells, he sells ba'ein yafa. When he says everything. Apply that to a case of Yerusha, for example. He sells him, he gives him all his. Which is the seller.
No ancestral.
The seller loses his. The seller gives up everything, right? He doesn't retain window rights or amar rights or that rights. Go to the tree case. When you sell a tree in a field, he gets the field also. He gave that up. If the tree dies, the buyer can plant another tree. And remember, ayin yafa. And all the cases always go with ayin yafa. Okay, that's the conclusion of that. Hagamra says, itmar, shne batim. You have two houses. Okay? One guy. Zeh lefnin mezeh. Back to back to each other. Okay? The guy in the back, the only way to get out is got to go through the front guy's house. So you got a trespassing story over here. Mm-hmm. That guy in the back, to get to the shul to the beam, he's got to walk through the front guy. Alright, what happened? Now what happened, Shneim b'mechir, guy sold both of them to somebody. The owner of these two houses sold it to Reuven and Shimon. One guy bought the inner house, one guy bought the outer house. Mir Shneim b'mechir. One shot. Or Shneim b'matana. Both of them are he gifted. These two houses to two different people at the same time. En lahem derech ze al ze. The inside guy does not have rights of passage. They're both equal. Which means we're not going to say that he gave one guy more rights than the other. Ela what we're going to say, in both cases he was mocher ba'ayin yafa. That means when he sold the outer guy his house, he sold it to him in totality. And when he sold the inner guy, he sold them everything. And therefore the inner guy cannot say, I have derech. No, because when you sell it ba'ayin yafa. Therefore the inner guy loses his rights. Shneim b'mechir, if both of them were sold, or both of them were gifted, we say everything's on equal footing. He didn't give an advantage to one more than the other. Elah, he gifted them both b'matana ayin yafa, or he sold them both b'ayin yafa. Therefore, the guy on the inside can't say, well, I have a passage. He has to buy the passage rights from the outside guy. Because shneim b'mechir, shneim b'matana. Good. Continue the cases. וכל שכן, חיצון במתנה ופנימים במכר. That's what she said. All the more so, if he gifted the house, the outer house, and sold the inner house, in which case, is there more of a sivarat to say, guys, there's something ba'ayin yafa, in a sale or a gift? A gift. Because when I give a gift, I'm giving a gift to my friend. I love my friend, I give a gift. So therefore, it's more sivarat to say that I give a gift wholeheartedly and everything in a gift. So certainly, if he gifted the outer field and sold the inner field, for sure the guy has no rights to walk. Because I gifted the outer field. I gave him everything. Right? I didn't hold back anything. So we have two cases so far. You sold both. You gifted both. And certainly, if you sold the inner and gifted the outer, certainly the inner guy loses his right, because you say that you gift to when I give a gift to my friend, I must have gave him everything. Therefore, if the guy wants to walk out, he's got to buy the rights back. Now the Gemara says the case. Chitzon b'mecher ufnimi b'matana. Let's say the outer guy he sold, the inner guy gave a gift. Savur mine en lahem derech ze al ze. Again, we thought to say that what? That the pinimi, the inside guy, does not have rights. Why? Because since he sold everything, who did he sell it to? Machar pinimi. Machar pinimi. And he didn't hold back anything. He didn't keep the... Right. En lahem derech ze'al ze. En lebaal habayit ha-pinimi zechut lederech bebayit ha-chitzon. Why? Shemekevan shemachar v'natan ha-kol ולא שיהיה לעצמו כלום, לא מסתבר לומר שהקנה לזה בעין יפה ולזה בעין רעה. Right? He must have sold everybody and get equally. So just like the outer guy. Right, just like the outer guy, you're telling him, just like the inner guy, the matana guy. You're saying he gave him full item. So to the outer guy, he gave him full item and he didn't retain the derech. So really, all the cases, mecher, mecher, matana, 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 mecher, mecher, matana, no matter what, no matter how you combine the cases, it's always ayin yafa, and the inner guy's got to buy back the derech. That's basically what the Gemara is saying at this point. Gemara says, no, velahi. It's not so, by the way. Why? Mi lo tnan, we have a Mishnah later on. Right? This is going on the case over here where we said, guy buys a gat, guy buys a bor, right? In his friend's field. So we said he has to buy the derech. He bought the chamimot. When you buy in the field, I sold you the dove coat, let's say. I sold you the dove coat. Take that case, right? Hakamim hold, you sold him the Davko, but you don't get the derech. The buyer has to buy it back. So on that, it says like this. That's only talking about bemocher, when he sold it to him. Aba benoten matana. Oh, but when you give a gift, noten et kulam. A gift is different than a sale. When a guy gives a gift, he gives the gift be'ayin yafa. When you sell be'ayin la'a. Alma, man di'ayib matana be'ayin yafa, yahiv. Hachaname, man di'ayib matana be'ayin yafa, yahiv. And therefore, when you gifted the inner house, since that was a gift and the outer house was a sale, when it comes to gifts, gift is stronger than a sale. And therefore, gift you give be'ayin yafa. And therefore, he gave him the house, and he gave him the derech, and he gave him everything. And then he has passage rights. Which means, we thought originally, mecher, matana, everything's ayin ra'a. I'm sorry, everything is, which means, when you have two houses, let's say, this is ayin yafa, I'm sorry, this is mecher, this is matana, both mecher, both matana, whatever it is. We thought that it's equal. Just like you gave this guy, you're selling the guy everything, and he gets and you didn't hold back anything. So now we're saying that only works when they're equal, when it's both mechir, when it's both matana, or certainly when you gave the outer guy matana, certainly you say you gave him everything. But when you give the inner guy matana and the outer guy mechir, so it's a choice between matana and mechir. By matana, I'm going to say that the guy gives it to him wholeheartedly, meaning everything, and therefore he sold them even the passage rights. And therefore, in the last case of mecher and matana and mecher, in that case, the inner guy has rights to walk out into the field. You're not going to make a chiluk when everything's equal. Mecher, mecher, matana, matana, and certainly when you give the outer guy matana and the inner guy mecher. But when the inner guy is matana and the outer guy is mecher, you say matana guy gives it the ayin yafa, meaning he gave it to him with the house, with the passage rights, and he didn't hold back anything. Therefore, the inner guy will have rights to walk across. Look at the Rashbam. Bame devarim amurim. The paligi rabbanan ve'amre. The tzarich lokeach likach derech. And the rabbis hold that the buyer has to buy, get the derech back. Aval mocher, no tzarech meshuk de ba'ayin ra'am mocher. When do we say ayin ra'am hani mili mocher? Aval berotem matana, modu de ba'ayin yafa yahiv. Ve'ev gam et the derech. Alma, rabbanan desvira lehu. Mocher ba'ayin ra'am mocher. The rabbis that said ayin ra'am, that was only by selling. But by a matana, they agree it's ayin yafa. Ve'elkach hacha lo mebayil rabbanan diyesh derech lepinim ala chitzon. Over here, according to the rabbis, whenever you gift the inner guy, even the rabbis are going to hold he gets everything as long as you gifted it to him. Tegabeh chitzon shemachal lo ha'ayin ra'ah ve'gabeh pinim shatal matana ve'ayin yafa. Which means the outer guy's mecher, according to the rabbis, ayin ra'ah. Ayna means you retained back something. And when you gifted the inner guy, you gave him everything including the derech. So therefore, when it's mechir on the outside and matan on the inside gets the passage rights. And afilu Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, de it le'ayin yafa gabe mocher. But Rabbi Akiva holds even by mechirad is ayin yafa. Even by a sale, you say he sold them everything. Gabe noten mi'aika ayin yafa tfe. But he holds his degrees by a matana. There's more ayin yafa. And therefore, Hilkach yesh derech lo prima lechaitzot. Even though your matana and your mechir, and he says ayin yafa and everything, but there's more ayin yafa on the matana guy. So therefore, I sold you the house with the passage rights, even though I gifted you the house of the bride, which means really say it like this: Hachamim, they hold really mocher be'ayin ra mocher. When I sell you something, I hold back. I sell you the minimum, but by matana. Ayin yafa. So they're going to hold, in this case, where the inner guy needs the passageway. Right? I gifted the house to him. Oh. When you gift, a gift is ayin yafa. You give him a gift. You love the guy. You give him everything. Oh, so that case over there where you sold it to the outer guy, the house, and you gifted the inner guy, you sold him the passage, you gifted him the passage, right? He could go through. Oh, but even according to the Akiva, that says, ben mecher, ben matana, ayin yafa. So therefore, in this case over here, he sold the outer guy, it's Ayin Yafa, and the gift of the inner guy, Ayin Yafa, so seemingly, there should be no passage rights. He says, no, a gift is more Ayin Yafa than a Mechir. And therefore, even though they're both Ayin Yafa, you say, when he gifted me the inner house, he gifted it to me in the great way. He gave me the house, he gave me the Derech also, and therefore, even though the outside guy goes, hey, I got Ayin Yafa also, but not as much as the inner guy. When you equal Mechir Mechir, you're right. But when the inner guy can claim it was a gift, he gets the advantage and he gets the house with the passage rights as well.
No,
if they're two matanas, let's say they're two matanas. Two matanas, then we can say it's equal. We're not going to put one over the other. But if it's Mechir against matana, the advantage matana. But two Mechirs, Ayin Yafa, Ayin Yafa. Two matanas, the other guy also has matana, equal. But if it's mechir and matana, ayin yafa, the ayin yafa tilt goes to the inner guy because he's matana and he's mechir, and if he gets the house with the passage rights, that's what the Rashbam says at the end. Ika ayin yafa tfe. Here is the plumi ala chaytzot the mukach matan the ayinu yafa etzot tfe chaytzot the kayev. And why is ayin yafa on the inner guy more? Because you gifted it to him. When you give somebody, you have a more generous eye. So those are the that's the way you solve those cases. Now we move into a different topic. Hamocher et habayit. Okay, now we discuss back. The guy sells a house. What comes with the house? The basic rule over here is going to be in the Mishnah. Whatever is attached to the house comes with the house. Whatever's movables is not attached doesn't come with the house. Example: hamocher et habayit, machar et hadelet. The door comes with it. Yeah, the door is attached. Avalot ha-mafteh, but you don't get the key. The key is movable. Key is not attached to the house. Machar et ha-mechteshet. You get the mechteshet. Mechteshet is the millstone, or the grinder. The mortar that's attached to the ground. Okay, so it's like karka. Et ha-mechteshet kivua, the one that is affixed to the ground. Avalot et ha-metaltel, but you don't get the movable one. Machar et ha-etstrobil. What's etstrobil? The mill ring. That's something that is also at that. It seems there's like a hole in the ground, and that's where they put the millstone in. So they put the grinder in. So therefore, that's a couple of items. It's to real as the mill ring where they put the millstone in. Okay? That's attached. Avalo et hakelet. What's a kelet? The hopper. It's a detachable part of the millstone. Velo et tanur, velo et kirayim. Okay, why? Tanur and kirayim are ovens. So I guess these are movable. The basic rule. When you buy a house, you're buying fixed items. Things that are not affixed to the ground, does not include it. Oh, but if he tells them, I'm selling you the house and everything that's inside of it, then you get all the metaltelin. Because you stipulate, look at the top Rashbam. Even if you say, I'm selling you everything, you only get extra metaltelin. But you're not going to get everything, meaning, only items that are used for the house. which means items that you wouldn't normally, let's say, lend out because they're heavy items. When you say I'm selling you everything, those items come with the house. The mafteach nami, even a key. What's a key function for?
For the house.
For the house. So therefore, that's included, right? The mafteach nami katas b'shul portal atchel dilenzu. The enra ulachedet. A key is usually made for that lock. So therefore, if you specify selling the house and everything with it, it comes with everything, including the key, including the movables, the oven, the thing. Because normally a guy doesn't lend his oven to somebody. Even though it's a movable, it's considered the furniture of the house. The reason is because it's not batil to the house. The other items are not batil to the house. Items that normally you would lend out, that's not considered batil to the house. But items that are movable but normally stay in the house and you don't lend them out, it's included if you say, I'm selling you everything. Or another interpretation, he says, Shbam says, when I sell a house, what am I planning on being? I'm not planning on being homeless. I'm planning on moving to a different house in the neighborhood or somewhere else. So when I say I'm selling you everything, I don't mean every single item, every one of my assets. I mean, I'm selling you everything that's related to the house. But I'm still get a moving truck to take personal things. Things that I need to go somewhere else. He doesn't want to go far away from his neighborhood. He wants to live somewhere else. Good. However, when you sell a... Rashbam gives you levels of it. It's an interesting case. When I sell a house and I say, house only includes attached. Things that are detached, not included. I tell you, I'm selling you the house with everything with it. You get all the metaltalin that are connected to the house. Those are items that normally stay in the house and you don't lend out. Okay? But that doesn't mean you get the guy's bicycle in his garage. You said everything. Everything. I want to bankrupt myself. I want to move somewhere else. I still want to have some assets. But if I tell a guy I'm selling you the chatzir, the courtyard, and everything that's in it, so Rashbam says, "Aval gabe chatzir tenan lekaman, di'im omer lo kol ma shebetoka, kol metatli mechurin." Everything's included. You get everything. Anything that's called a movable, except for wheat and barley. Wheat and barley are not included in that sale. Why? Because when you're selling a chatzit, it's a bigger area. So the basic rule is going to be the bigger the area, the more everything includes. Okay? Because now already, he's leaving the neighborhood. When I sell the house, I'm still living in the courtyard. I'm just moving to a different house. Right. But when I'm selling the courtyard, that means I'm getting out of here. So therefore, I'm taking less goods. I don't want to have a moving truck and carry all my stuff with me. Which means, if I'm just selling the house, I'm going from this house to the next house. So I'm retaining some stuff. I want to move. It's easy for me to move from here to there with some stuff. But if I'm selling the chaser, and I say keep everything, that means I'm going far away. Therefore, I don't want to move here. I can take your wheat in Bali, and that's it. Torah, he says, Torah, you're going to move your stuff from all the way to there. Moving trucks in those days. It's a Torah. The Rashbam says, the last case, you sell a city. I own the town. I sold you the town, daddy, and I tell you, and everything in it, you keep everything. That's including everything, because that means I'm moving from not only, I'm moving to a different city. I don't want to carry anything. So therefore, everything's good. So the basic rule, the Rashbam says, the bigger the item you're selling, the bigger area the item, the more inclusive the things that you're selling. Let's go one more piece in the Gemara now. Let's say our Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. Well, what does Rabbi Meir say? The Rabbi Meir, ha'amar machar et kerem, machar tashmishe kerem. Very good. Rabbi Meir holds, you sell a guy a vineyard, you just said vineyard. With the vineyard comes all the items that are needed to tend to the vineyard, including the movables.
The rake
and all the stuff, that's included. Amishnah said the exact opposite. Amishnah's rule was, with the house comes attached items. The Bimi says, with the vineyard comes the rake, all the utensils. It's not Amishnah.
It's like a key.
That's what it says. You can even say Amishnah is a Bimi. Hatam kavia. Over there, the rake and these items, it never leaves the field. Hacha lo kaviya, but here it's not kavua. What kind of answer is that? So look at the Rashbam. First wide line. Kolomar. First one on Rashbam. Hatam b'drabim meir ikal madelo aydim meir ela b'tashmishina kivuim le'olam b'tochakim she'im mezizim otam b'shum le'olam. Rabbi Meir is talking about items that never leave the Kerem at all. Even though they're not attached to the ground, but that's it. They stay on the Kerem forever. But in the Mishnah, by a movable millstone, sometimes you'll move it out of the house. So therefore, Rabbi Meir is coming along to say, Hadush. I'm stuck with Rabbi Meir. There's a difference between movables and movables. The rake, let's say, moves, but never moves off the kerem.
You never another kerem.
No, you never take it to it. Stays on the kerem. You work on this kerem. This kerem you have. The guy didn't have two kerems. The guy is this kerem. They move it all to the kerem. You're saying that?
I'm saying it. Oh no, I'm not.
No. Moves to another kid. It's on this kerem. Stays on the kerem. It's a utensil that serves the kerem. Mashenkin in the Mishnah, Bechtesh is also movable. But Bechtesh, you give it, they go somewhere else. It's not staying in the house always. So since it's not staying in the house always, there's a difference. So therefore, the Mishnah can be the Bimir. Bimir will say, I agree with Bechtesh. Movable items of the house, not included. But a rake or something like that, it's on the kerem, it's in the kerem. So comes the Gemara and says, now what about the keys? This is Gemara's next question. Gemara says, Behab Maftayah. What are you talking? Dumya Dedelet, which means, when it said key and lock, when it said key and door, it put key and door next to each other. Why did it put key and door next to each other? To teach me. Ma Delet de Kvi'ah, just talking about a door that's, you don't get rid of the door, it's connected to the hinges. Af Maftayah de Kvi'ah. We're talking about a key over here also. There's different type of keys. Some keys they used to keep in the hole. They didn't take the key out. They used to keep the key in the hole like a skeleton key. Keep it in the hole and just turn it, get in there. So from the fact that the Mishnah said door and key, the key is like the door. Just like the door is kavua, this key never even moved. And still what did the Mishnah say? It's not included. So therefore you see even items that are movables that you never move out of its place, it's still not included. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Meir. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela mahavirta matnitin de lo k'Rabbi Meir." You have to conclude that indeed the Mishnah is not the Rabbi Meir, because the Rabbi Meir holds when you sell a field, movables are included so long as they belong to the field. And our Mishnah says, "No, a movable is a movable, even though it's staying in this place, doesn't move like the key." Not included. Right, you only, our Mishnah has got to be, it's got to be attached. Nothing movable is included. Aye, but it's there, it's not going to move.
The key is only good for that lock.
Doesn't matter, make your own key. I'm not selling you that.
Pay extra.
Oh, okay,
pay extra.
No, pay extra.
Oh, okay,
pay extra.